You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Productions, its ownership, management, or staff.
Faye Ray, and welcome to the Children's Story Hour, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. In the Children's Hour, we will tell children's stories, interview children book authors, musicians, and do live children's plays, and we will talk to our favorite child, your child. Don't miss the Children's Hour with Miss Faye Ray on TalkTainmentRadio.com. After all, we are all children at heart.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and you're in touch with the Children's Hour. Hi, I'm Miss Faye Ray, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. Sing along with me today as I listen to some of my favorite sounds of VeggieTales. La 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 la. Plus, I know some of you are definitely thinking about how studious you will be this year when you return back to school. So we'll be talking about that as well. And there's nothing wrong with you thinking about school right about now. You know, everybody loves school. I know you've seen a lot of the TV commercials about the back-to-school hot fashions. Yeah, you know, you want a pair of those light green sneakers, those Kicks, the high-top ones. I saw them last night at the park. This young man had on these lime green sneakers. Now, you all know that's my favorite color, right? Now, you might even have some questions about who my homeroom teacher is going to be. And I wonder if Fabian and Reggie will be in my homeroom class. I wonder if they'll be serving us broccoli and asparagus. Yuck! I don't want to eat that for lunch. I don't enjoy all those green vegetables. Well, you should. So on the show, I will assist you with some of these questions, and I also have a special guest in the studio to help you out with some of the information and experiences to share with you about the School of Focus Learning Academy. See, you never know what Miss Faye is up to. Enjoying the atmosphere of all of the kids around, running around in the summer, knowing tick tock, tick tock. Soon the bell is gonna be ringing. So when you hear that bell, you know that the 2013-2014 school year will be starting. And perhaps you have a younger brother or sister attending the same school that you are. So what you got to do is you need to fill them in on all of the good, all of the bad, all of the ugly, the do's and the don'ts of middle school and high school. One real big issue for me when I was in high school or just starting to get acclimated with this changing class sort of thing was, how in the world am I going to find my class? By the time I reached the third floor, the second bell had rung and I was late. I would think that you're likely to expect these new students on the first day or so to kind of get that going. And then by the second week, when the bell rings, you can't use that excuse anymore. What you're listening to is our first sing-along song, Bushel and a Peck.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around.
That was a bushel and a peck. They're sing-along songs. Now, the moms can do that, or the babysitter can do that. Kind of get you acclimated in the bed during the day for a daytime nap. A bushel and a peck. Now, you know, these are not your traditional songs. No, they're not. They're different. Now, believe it or not, somebody probably recorded it and brought an up-to-date sort of groove to that particular song. So we're just going to keep it moving. Now, did you know that in a neighborhood over the summer, in every neighborhood, if you did your homework or if you brought some assignments home from Columbus Public School, then you know that you can do all of your reading and get rewarded for it. Oh, yeah. And also, the Columbus Public Schools have a new location for you to actually sign up for a new school if you moved over the summer. Now, don't go back to the same school that you went to before. You're going to be thrown out. You and your parents need to get down to the new location. Now, only thing I can tell you about that new location is that it's on Fort Hays campus off of Cleveland Avenue, right there at Cleveland Avenue. Go to the rear of the building. I didn't have enough time to give you the actual address. I have to be truthful. But you don't want to just hop along in the car with your fresh jeans and your sneakers and your new hat to the old school that you used to go to. You've moved. Even if you just moved in the same apartment complex at a different apartment number, you'll need to go to this new location so that you can sign up for your new school. Now, you may be going back to that old school, okay, but it has to be recorded that you no longer live in the old place that you used to live in last year. Now, I talked about the summer reading programs. Now, sometimes people have assignments when they're going from middle school into high school or elementary to middle, and there's assignments that where they're needing to do reading over the summer. So, get those books out and read, okay? There is still time for you to sign up for the awards at your local library summer reading program. And it's cool. They call it Rock Out Read for ages 0 to 99. Prizes are awarded if you just read. For an example, if you read 1 to 2 hours, you could receive a coupon book. 3 to 4 hours, you could get Highlights for Children, High Five Magazine. Parents read with their children as often as they can and receive an educational toy. Adults can receive restaurant gift cards. There's a list of authors for reading the first chapter books to your kids. And here's a few names of those authors. Jacqueline Jules, David Kelly, Nancy McDonald, Nikki Grimes, just to name a few of those authors out there. Famous authors or not so famous. So take the time to sit down and cuddle and get close to all of the toddlers and read. That quality time that I'm talking about is priceless with your children. Don't you want to be close to them? I want to be close to you. Oh, yes. And it is about that time where getting close is also wonderful.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Created to create a dream come why all the kids in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Don't you want to be close? Close to the children that sit beside you as you read. KT will bring back memories through R&B classic music. KT in the Groove, broadcast on Saturdays on TalkTainmentRadio.com. One of my favorite shows, getting down. So, being close to the children will mean in the summer program that you and them will receive prizes. Prizes for reading. A wonderful job to read. Now, at this time, I just want to take a couple of seconds just to introduce a friend of mine, a new friend. Now, we're going to talk business later on in the show, but right now, I just want to get his voice and his expertise on What Do You Think About the Children's Hour. Hi, Jason Morton.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What do you think about the Children's Hour?
I'm loving this. I'm really appreciating it. I'm loving this.
All right. Now, Jason went on our podcast and looked at some, listened to some old featured shows. And he really enjoyed the Michael Jackson tribute that we had and the Armed Forces that I had a couple of weeks ago. So those are also some of my favorites as well. So what's happening?
Oh, doing great. Loving here. Looking forward to speaking with Columbus.
All right, right. I love your voice. It just radiates all over the studio. Just wanted to get a little test there and see how it sounds for you or whatever. You have a favorite all-time children's song?
I really love the Robin Hood special. I really love those. I love the Little Mermaid, those shows. I love those songs.
You know what? When I was little, I used to sing all of the jingles that were out and about. I mean, tremendously, over and over and over again, doing a good job. And everybody used to tell me to shut up. And I would go to the babysitter's house or grandma's house, or I had an uncle and an aunt, and they really, you know, like having our entire family there. And then, you know, I would go around and say, lady, lady with the booty, booty. And they say, shut your mouth, girl. Sit down somewhere. So I knew when I was young, that I was going to be a mess. I knew I was just going to be a blabbermouth. And I always used to get disciplined for saying the wrong thing or telling the family's business or something and literally get popped in the lips. You know, for discipline. Shut your mouth, you know. And it was just kind of blew me away. So I thought I'd just put that out there. But on this show, there are some, you know, heated topics and different things that's been going on in the school system. And Jason is a expert principal of Focus Learning Academy here in Columbus, Ohio. And he has been gracious to come and you know, talk to us about school and some different experiences, some statistics and things that are going on. We'll talk about that a little later. But I just wanted to, you know, get you in the groove of what's going on in here. And the sing-along songs, kids, are, you know, the light and the airy songs about love and people and animals and, you know, what's happening out there. You know, I want to bring the, you know, the fluffiness, the lightness to life for you right now. You know, you may be going through a difficult situation. I did get a call from a friend last night, and she left me a voicemail message, and she said, let's get away and do something nice and like we used to. I'm having a difficult time, and I know you're very busy. I'm busy too, but can we just, you know, maybe go to, you know, Circleville or, you know, Dayton or somewhere and just, you know, hang out and, you know, do a hotel stay or something. And, you know, I thought that was a really great thing to call and say. I'm going to take her up on her offer. However, you know, I just have to find the time to do so, you know, and the finances and so forth. Because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it all the way, you know, and really enjoy white tablecloth, you know, meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and, you know, music and so forth. So sometimes, you know, you have to escape away. And one of the things that I do with my nieces and nephews is I take them out of their comfort zone with their family and their mom and dad, and let them be with me and just kind of let their guards down, because they may have something to say that they aren't saying, you know, in front of their parents or, you know, whoever's taking care of them. And I just want to be one-on-one with them. I want to talk and I want to hear things. You know, there might be some things bothering young kids nowadays. And, you know, everything is not a strict regimen. Whereas you can, you know, allow them to let their guards down. You know, maybe they, you know, want to scream and holler. Well, let's run and scream and holler. Ah! You know, and I don't never have enough time. I don't never have enough money. I always have to share my room with my brother, and he takes all my video games, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, breaking away. We go on vacation, so, you know, the children can go on vacations or share that special moment with you and so forth. So that's one of the things I wanted to put out there. But there are all sorts of surrounding schools that will be starting up very, very soon. And, you know, it is a thought, because when I talk to some of the teachers, you know, I say, oh, how you doing? You enjoying your summer? Yeah, girl. And I say, oh, you ready to go back? Don't talk about it. I'm not ready to go back to school. Oh, no, I'm really enjoying myself. Ooh, girl, don't mention it. Ooh, I'm not ready to start. Well, they don't mean that in the sense of not being able to, you know, fellowship and work with the children and the faculty and so forth. They just mean that the leisure and the time restraints and things that they're going by in the school schedule is no longer there. So they don't look forward to going back to that. How about you? Oh, well, you don't really get a break either, right?
No, we get a break. We get a break. The students are off over the summer, but we're extremely excited for them to come back.
Oh,
we're
absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And let's give a little teaser here. Ringing that bell. You can ring that bell. Well, I'm just being really funny here. But anyway, you know, we have charter schools. We have different schools that are non-traditional. We have schools that specialize in certain areas of school. And, you know, we'll talk about that with Focus Learning Academy later on in the show when we come back. So there's a lot of different things going on with school, and your choices nowadays are unbelievable. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, being on a bus going here, going there. You can be homeschooled. You don't even have to go through all the, you know, ups and downs of the school and, you know, the changes and things. A lot of people love that homeschool. And there's a great commercial out on TV where, you know, there's these kids on the computer doing school. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly the name of it, but, you know, they're involved with having a great time learning, you know, in the confines of their home. So that's cool. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. AM. Stay right there. More with Focus Learning Academy coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Your MC host for the 7th Annual African Village Arts Festival. This is a 3-day village type event that starts August the 16th, 17th, and 18th in Columbus, Ohio. We are calling for artists, sponsors, vendors, and volunteers. This festival is sponsored in part by Ohio Alliance for Arts Education. Please call 614-252-7525 or 614-252-2430 or email us at info@galleryinthehood.com for more information. See you there.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Food for thought.
Florida was the first state to pass a Stand Your Ground law, and since then, more than 30 states have passed similar laws. Ohio is one of the states. The Florida law allows anyone to defend themselves with deadly force if they feel threatened anywhere they have a right to be. A Texas A&M University study found that states with similar stand your ground laws have more homicides than states without the law. It seems that states with some semblance of a stand your ground law has granted its citizens a license to kill. Is that what we want in a civilized America?
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Do you dance badly or hug in public? That's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. And this is the Children's Hour, if you're just tuning in. Today's show is Sing Along. We want to hear all of the fabulous songs that the kids sing along with. And we have a special guest from Focus Learning Academy. It is Principal Jason Morton.
You showed me how to live with dignity. When the lessons end, I can share with you just like a friend. Your loving smiles and frowns keep me safe. You teach me right from wrong. Inspire me to be strong. You care in every way. With my heart, you will always stay. In this moment, let me say how I'm grateful every day. You are here to guide my way. When I'm lost beside me, stay. In this moment, let
a few children speaking the words that they want to express to their teachers. In this moment, the teachers are special for them and with them, and they want to stay in that moment. Now, Miss Faye is kicking off a new segment on the Children's Hour, and it's simply called Featured Teacher. In a town, on a street, or on a road, there are people living in a house, next door to neighbors in a neighborhood. In that house lives a child in the home with a mom and a dad or a guardian. Then the child grows older and becomes a student in a school. Then we have a teacher in the school to instruct the students to learn, create, and of course, laugh. That's why we have one featured teacher. And we want to make this something special. As long as we can get the teachers coming in, it'll be special for you. Yes, students, love your teachers because they care about you. But the captain in charge of the school is the principal. You gotta love your principal too. So it's time to bring you the principal of Focus Learning Academy, Mr. Jason Morton. And hello again, Mr. Jason. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you so much for having me, Ms. Ray.
And I wanted to have this atmosphere very warm and welcoming with you. Our producer is doing a wonderful job in communicating everything to us. So you see everything is in action behind the scene and so forth. And they do a wonderful job there. So tell us about yourself, Jason, your hometown, you know, where you went to school and so forth. Give us a little insight.
Yes, ma'am. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I'm a product of Cynthia Morton and Thomas Morton, owners. I guess they were the founders of Southeast Bulldogs right there at East Haven Elementary. Yeah, right there. After that, I attended East Haven Elementary, Shady Lane Elementary, Southmore, and Johnson Park. I also attended and graduated from Independence High School. I was very fortunate to be a graduate from that school. After that, I attended Bowling Green State University, where I played football, and I got my degree in sociology. I continued my education at Heidelberg University, Master's of Education, and then I went on from there to receive my Master's in Education Administration from Capella University.
Wow, you got a rap sheet.
It was quite a journey.
Yeah. How long have you been a principal at Focus Learning Academy?
This will actually be my second year.
Okay, cool.
I was there, I took over in 2011 in December. We just kind of finished that year out, and then last year would have been my first full official year, and it was great.
Okay, give me how you feel about your job, you know, from then, just in one word, and you did it. It was great. So Focus Learning Academy has a unique educational program. Talk to us about your program.
Well, our education program is individual-based. We'll educate you right where you're at and get you to where you want to be. I think that is it makes us different, a little special. We do everything from behavior modification, everything up to just getting you to believe in yourself. And then from there, usually the students, once we get that involved and they know that we love them, we support them, from there they usually take the ball and they run with it from there. And success always happens.
All right. Now, this is something that really wowed me about your school is your motto. Mm-hmm. And two words is your motto, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And they are?
Your choice.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, I was in church a couple days ago, and this speaker was talking about, it was a young adult program, and it was saying, you know, the decisions that you make today will last a lifetime, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, the kids really got that, you know, they know that, and it is their choice. So let's go on to your school motto.
Our school motto is your choice. You want me to speak about?
Yeah, please.
Okay. We feel like if we empower our students to be ethical and productive citizens, which is our vision, it's their choice which way they want to take the direction of their life. They have dreams. They have hopes. And it is my belief also that they have the answers to fix the problems in the world today. All we have to do is equip them. So it's their choice. What do they want to do? We want to help them do that.
What ages are we talking about?
We're talking 16 to 22.
Wow, that's important right there, those age. And the vision?
The vision of Focus Learning Academy is to nurture success and empower students to become ethical and productive citizens.
So they are the future. Again, that really just wows me. And the mission statement?
Our mission at Focus Learning Academy is to provide a standards-based education to students in grades 9 through 12 that leads to a high school diploma and prepares them for post-secondary education, specialty training, or entry into the workforce.
Now, do you have adult ages there? You mentioned 21.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So you do have them coming in?
Yes,
for
ma'am. It's never too late to become educated and get engaged.
So how does it feel to be the principal?
Oh, it feels great. It feels great to serve the community. That's the thing I'm most proudest about. Focus gave me an opportunity to serve our community and be a part of the building process moving forward.
Oh, man. I love that. And it was established, this school was what year?
2006.
2006.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
And this is an alternative to the traditional public school. And why is that?
I think it's because it's needed. Dropouts at an all-time high. As we see on TV every day in Columbus, violence is at an all-time high. Well, not an all-time high, but it's high. And we're trying to address those problems by giving our students the skills and the equipment to handle the world out there.
Wow. You are. My goodness. The Short North Gallery Hop is previewed of the most vibrant arts district in the Midwest, including new gallery sort of setups. You know, it's some of them are just regular cool. I just put it out there. I'll tell you why. Street performers, food, and music, located in the Short North Arts District from North High Street to Goodell Boulevard in Columbus, Ohio. The reason why I was pausing on that is because one time I went to the Gallery Hop and there was a hair salon in there. And the hair salon had a band in there.
Dictionary.
Wow.
What does it say about the word you need? DICTIONARY.
Our dictionary word for today is engage. Yay! And we had this word picked by Mr. Jason Morton. Engage, ENGAGE. To occupy the attention or efforts of a person or persons. All 137 fourth graders must engage in our after-school tutoring program. Dictionary word for today is engage.
But don't you worry, no need to cry. You are the only twinkle that's in my eye.
Right here.
children. Mr. Jason Morton is an intelligent, devoted principal. I hope that all of the principals have the best interest at heart for all of the children everywhere. They're one in a million. You just heard her say that, didn't you? One in a million. Now, I want to talk business now. Now, you impressed me very well when we met a couple of days ago, speaking about the attendance percentage and the attendance rate and all that. Let's our listeners hear some of the things about the figures and the facts that you have about your attendance records.
Attendance is an issue across the board, across Columbus period. We're having a hard time as a community getting our young people to come to school and engage in the curriculum. At my school, I'm fortunate enough and was blessed enough to be given a great group of young leaders, students, and a great group of staff that where we turned the school around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Our attendance rates went up 20%. Our enrollment rate went up 10%. Our students earning credits went up, but even we're not talking huge numbers here. We went up from 40 to 60%, but that still means 40% of our school does not show up to school. That means doesn't show up 75% of the time. It's hard to educate you if you're not there. We're in a crisis situation in Columbus, I feel, and I feel like we all need to get involved and help change this.
Yeah, out of the ordinary, I wouldn't ask this question, but, you know, is some of the reasons for the absence of the children just, you know, like maybe because they couldn't find their shoes or, you know, my ear was bleeding? I mean, you know, is it like things that doesn't mean you can't come to school? Have you heard these type of excuses?
Yes, ma'am. It's the effect of poverty. That's what I do a lot with. The effects of poverty is really taking a dramatic toll on our community. Students are not eating, and there are some students who really will come to school just to gain lunch or breakfast. And it also shows, studies show that if you're not eating correctly, you know, the brain does not function the way it's supposed to. Everything from housing can be an issue. Many of my students are homeless. So before we get academics done, we have to find you a place to live. Take care of that Maslow higher order of needs. You know, sure. You got to eat, you got to feel safe, sure. You got to have a safe place to sleep.
Yeah.
So many times our students come to us and we show improvement, but the improvement is not something ODE maybe care about because it's not academic. Mm-hmm. But I say with great pride, we really changed the culture of the school. Our kids are engaged, they're coming back, they're re-enrolling. I'm excited about this year coming up, things are going to happen, especially things we're going to do in Columbus.
Hats off to you, man. Yeah, that's just awesome for you to bring that to us, our attention. You know, parents, I hope you're listening and knowing that, you know, the rolls are down and, you know, you need to bring people into school, you know, encourage them one way or the other. And I wanted to, you know, have you expound on that because I don't know what the issues are. I don't know what the reasons are for the attendance being, you know, down. You know, it's sad, you know, just to hear that, but it's the truth, you know. And Maslow's hierarchy, you know, it's a demonstration of what's important to you, you know. And, you know, food and shelter and a place to live, you know, and then all the other things fall under that. You know, that's high on the scale there for you, so... it's just an awesome thing to hear a principal being excited about the school year and so forth. And I wish I could be in this school on the first day to hear and see all the happy teachers and all the faces and all of that so that they can do that. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. That's our address. Listen live and participate by calling 1-877-932-9766. We broadcast locally and worldly around the clock. Check out the blogs and podcasts. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com to your app or cell phone or your tablet. Radio the way it should be heard. Yeah. And there's another sing-along there. A wonderful sing-along.
Talktainment TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Our lives are affected every day by innovations from the minds of African Americans. Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Join us in Columbus, Ohio for the 9th Annual African American Male Wellness Walk on Saturday, August 10th, 2013. The event begins at 7 a.m. in Livingston Park, located at 760 East Livingston Avenue, adjacent to Nationwide Children's Hospital. In addition to the 5-mile walk, there will be free health screenings and a kids' walk.
That's the 9th Annual African American Wellness Walk. For more information, call 614-754-7511.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
And now it's time for Faye's Favorite. Yay!
Angels will keep watch over thee as you sleep tonight. Toys.
beautiful. We know that all of the teachers and the principals and the counselors and everyone is doing a special job with our children. Yes. And now it's time for me to talk to the parents. Please pray each day for your children. Send them to school this season with an open heart to share love and kindness into their classrooms. The teachers, the principals, and all the staff would not have a job if you didn't send your children to school. Maybe you don't have a babysitter, so you tell your son, Jeremiah, that he can't go to school today because he has to stay home to watch his little brother and sister so that you could go to work. Now, some people are not familiar with Plan A and Plan B. So why can't you execute Plan B if this happens and the babysitter isn't available? When Plan A doesn't work, you know, you have an emergency babysitter. How many